The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History, the podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Libby, Missouri, and you're listening to podcast episode number 125, being recorded on December 9th, 2007. Well, last week I had the pleasure of being in San Diego for the NCSS conference, and I did one presentation already, or one podcast already, where I went around and talked to a couple different people down on the exhibit floor, and that is an earlier podcast. I also went around on the last day and talked to four other individuals. So today's podcast is just kind of a quick tour of some of the exhibit booths that I thought were of particular interest during the convention. We'll talk to some representatives from GEO, Muzzy Lane, the National Constitution Center, and an organization called Independent Lens, which is associated with PBS. So here are the four different individual interviews, and then, of course, there are links to all of their sites on the show notes at the blog. And again, the blog is located at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com.
Well, I'm talking on the exhibit floor with Jesse Weiss, and he is from GEO, and he's going to describe a little bit about how you can travel and find out a little bit more about this this great world we have.
Hello, I'm Jesse Weiss. I'm the director of GEO. We're a nonprofit organization. We were just founded this year. What we do is we help teachers travel abroad and then share that experience with their students. We run trips to developing countries. Our whole goal is to get as many teachers as possible to travel abroad, and then we want to bring that world into the classroom so that Americans can become more outward-looking. And what we've done is we've created very inexpensive trips. We're running trips to Peru, Nepal, Tanzania, Kenya, and India this year. The trips range somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000. And we also help teachers get professional development credit and graduate school credit while they're on the trips. And we're just trying to get the word out about our program. The sign up for these programs closes in February. And you can find more information about our programs at www.geo.org. GEO is spelled G-E-E-O. www.geo.org. And you can also call us. There's a toll-free number there, and you can reach us 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. So I guess obvious question would be, if I'm a teacher, what's the benefit of booking or arranging a trip with you compared to my travel agent around the corner at home?
Sure, sure. Our program, our trips, first of all, are designed just for teachers. So we have school visits in these trips. You're also going to have some opportunity to volunteer at, for example, orphanages. And then we also are going to have community stays. So we designed these trips to be educational, at the same time fun. So in Peru, you'll actually hike to Machu Picchu and have these, and the tour guides know a lot about their country. They're going to be lecturing you on the buses about where you're going. And the trips are really inexpensive. They're about 10 to 20% less expensive than anything you'll be able to find out there.
Okay. But it's totally safe, and you're still going to be traveling with, great quality of, life and things like that. But you've made it so that it's accessible for teachers.
Definitely, definitely. What we did was we negotiated with about 40, 50 different tour companies. And we said, this is what we're doing. We're an educational nonprofit. We want to get as many teachers out there as possible. We want you to give us the lowest prices you can, as close to cost as possible. And we took the four best proposals we got from these tour companies, and we offered them to teachers. We make no money whatsoever. So we're bringing these prices that we got directly to the teachers.
Wow. And so do you have plans to expand it then, obviously, to, do you plan to do anything within the United States, or do you tend to be more of a globally focused, program at this point?
Well, we're going to learn as we go, but right now our focus is just on developing countries, and we're hoping to double our program size each year. This year we're hoping to send 30 to 60 teachers abroad, and next year we're hoping to double that number and double the amount of countries we go to. And at the same time, teachers should know that they're allowed to bring along a significant other or a friend or a family member. So we want to make this trip as inclusive as possible. We don't want teachers who would like to bring along their husband and they can't go on another organization's trips because it's only limited to teachers.
Right.
So, and our trips are also open to anybody in education. So if you're in administration, it works as well. You're welcome to come along.
Well, it sounds like a great program, and I definitely encourage everybody to check out the link on the website and find out a little bit more. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
I'm here on the NCSS exhibit floor with David Martz from Muzzy Lane Software, and he's going to talk a little bit about making history and some of the gaming aspects of how teachers can use some of these games in their classroom.
Thank you. We're here at NCSS, and today we're exhibiting our Making History, the Calm and the Storm product, which is a multiplayer strategy game that allows students to put themselves in the roles of the leaders of the countries, and we're focused on World War II as the canvas for them to explore the different bigger issues that took place during this global conflict, and those range from resources, economics, alliances, diplomacy, world trade, and of course the military aspect of it.
Well, one of the questions I had is, if you're a teacher and you're interested in this, is it possible to get, I believe there's maybe like a download that's a demo, if we wanted to try it first, just on our own to see how it would work in our classroom?
Yeah, we're giving out demos here today so that people can actually try the product out for 30 days. We actually give it out with multiple license keys because we believe very strongly that the multiplayer aspect of the game is exciting, and it's we want people to look at that. But also by there's no open place on our website to request a demo, but if you were to send an email to sales@muzzylane.com or to amanda@muzzylane.com, we can set anybody up with a demo that they can try out the game for 30 days. That's a download, so it's pretty painless and straightforward.
And teachers are already using this in their classroom. Have you seen some success in various real-life situations with students?
Yep, I have I always bring them with me, a bunch of videos here on, and some of them are on our website as well, of teachers ranging from middle school teachers to high school teachers to college teachers. In fact, one teacher's using our game this entire semester, teaching a World War II course, and he's using it in every class period as they go through the course. And then we're in about 100 to 150 schools nationwide, and again, middle schools, high schools, and some colleges.
Now, this is a game that's also available off the shelf. I've heard several reports that you guys are doing really well, and people besides just educators playing it as something that they can take home.
Yeah, we released version one of this game about a year ago, and when we did that, we found out that there was a lot of demand in the consumer market space. So our version two, which was released in March of 07, was made available and sold into the consumer space as well, initially through Strategy First, publishing partner, but it's available through Best Buy, GameStop, retail stores, but it's also available through Manifesto, Paradox, and as well as our website. So most of the typical game sites, you can find a link to it and buy it either online or buy a box copy of it.
So what do you think is unique about this game that really allows students to learn more about this conflict? What's different about learning World War II through this game compared to a textbook or traditional type of methods in a classroom?
Yeah, well, textbooks are sort of static and linear, and they tell a story from beginning to end, and they're often based on facts and figures. And what's different about a game is, one, it's a medium that kids today gravitate towards, and most of the digital natives, as they're called, prefer an environment where they have some control, they have some decision making, they have some ownership of the results. That's what they're used to in their gaming and their web and their home environments. So when you get into an educational environment, if you want to get a student excited about history, the best thing you can do is give them some control. Say, okay, it's 1938, you're in charge. What would you do? How would you play this out? And when they start doing that, they realize, geez, it's a lot harder than I thought. It wasn't just about moving tanks around, or it wasn't just about being the smarter guy or the tougher guy. It was very complex. And when they realize how complex it was, they get a better appreciation for the challenges that the different leaders had. And big wrestled with big issues about isolationism, or just knowing, as they learn a ton about geography, they realize that the UK had a strong navy and was separated by water from Germany. That changed very much their approach towards the war than France, who had a border, a very large border with Germany, and Germans could just drive a tank across the border. Yeah. So when you experience that, as say if you're playing as France and you experience that, you have a totally different empathy and a different understanding when you read about the material than if you just read about it in a book and say, oh, the German tanks did this on that day. Because once you experience that frustration of, I can't stop them from doing that, then your mind's more open and you're engaged, and that's when the teachers really have the opportunity to get the kids to understand the material better.
All right. Well, I definitely plan on checking it out, and I've been on the website a little bit, and it looks like you've got some great testimonials about how it's working in different classrooms, and I think it's just a fascinating way to get students involved in being part of history instead of just reading about it in a book. So thank you very much.
Yep, thank you. And we believe pretty strongly that there's this move for kids to take a more active role in, you know, the material. And games, we know they do that in their home lives, and we think games have that opportunity to do that here.
And what's the website that they can gain more information about this?
So you can either go to muzzylane.com, muzzylane.com, or making-history.com is the website for the game, either one.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, I'm at the National Constitution Center booth with Lauren, and she's going to tell you a little bit about some of the exciting activities and opportunities for teachers in Philadelphia.
Hello. Well, we have plenty to offer teachers this coming year, 2008. Beginning with our Summer Teacher Institutes, we just added another. We typically offer two. We added one on the presidential election. And for the first time ever, our Annenberg Institute on Changing the Constitution will be offered simultaneously on the East Coast at the Center and the West Coast at the Reagan Library, the Central Library. So please go to our website if you need more information on that. And we offer a number of, if you can't come to the center, we offer a lot of our evening programs on podcasts, and we have hundreds of lesson plans and classroom-ready resources for teachers to use in their classroom available on our website, constitutioncenter.org/education. Really check out the podcast because we have amazing speakers. Tom Brokaw was just at the center. We have Chris Matthews, and in the spring we're going to have the Jennings Program for Journalism and the Constitution, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be speaking, Supreme Court Justice.
And I have listened to several of the podcasts. You've had some authors in, and I've listened to those, and I also attended one of the workshops this last summer, and it was a great experience, so I encourage everybody to check that out. So, and you guys have a lot of stuff online. I mean, the amount of things that you have, and, you know, even if we can't get to Philadelphia physically, you have so many things available on the website.
Right. Part of our exhibit is actually online, the constitutional timeline, complete with interactives such as the Can You Vote that traces voting rights throughout history, and our point-counterpoint videos that take a hot topic in a specific time era from 1765 through 2003, approximately, and gives you both sides of the story on any kind of controversial issue. So, and that's all available on the website, including our interactive constitution, where you can highlight any part of the Constitution down to the smallest phrase, and you get an annotated explanation.
And I've noticed on TeacherTube, you guys have some of the videos that actually go with the lesson plan, so that's very cool, so that the content is right there that you can bring into the classroom.
Right. We have 18 hours of content in our exhibit, and we're mining the exhibit right now and putting them on TeacherTube, and hopefully when our new website debuts in January, we're going to have those same videos on our website. So discussions that the History Channel produced that are in the exhibit, videos on immigration, things like that will all be posted.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Well, I'm here on the floor at NCSS with Chi Do, and she's from ITVS, and she's going to tell you a little bit about what she can do to help your students learn about various activities in social studies.
Hi, ITVS stands for Independent Television Service, and we're a national nonprofit media organization, and we co-curate and produce a series with PBS called Independent Lens, which is a weekly independent film anthology that airs Tuesday nights on PBS at 10 p.m. We have a program called ITVS Community Classroom, where we pull select documentaries from the series and provide contemporary documentary video content in short video modules of up to 15 minutes long with accompanying curricular content. So we have some amazing titles that we're offering this coming season, including Hip Hop Beyond Beats and Rhymes, which takes a look at masculinity, sexism, and homophobia in hip-hop culture through the lens of an avid fan of hip-hop. It's called A Loving Critique of Rap Music Culture. Sentenced Home, which takes a look at Cambodian refugees, raised in Seattle, but came over as very young children, and the impact of immigration legislation in 1996, where they're now facing deportation back to Cambodia years later to a country that they really don't know as home. We also have Knocking, which takes a look at the impact that Jehovah's Witnesses have had on our civil liberties, both in the United States and around the world, and also the breakthroughs in medical technology that they've influenced because of the refusal of blood, and so the bloodless transfusions that are taking place now because of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, wow.
So it's an amazing look at Jehovah's Witnesses in history and contemporary society and the contributions they've made. coming soon is our Vote Democracy campaign. We have a special edition coming out in winter 2008 where we're looking at democracy around the world. First, we're looking at democracy in the United States with the Ralph Nader biopic, An Unreasonable Man. And it takes a look at his path from a consumer and citizen advocate to a potential presidential candidate in 2000-2004. And so it really takes a look at third-party politics, what its place is in the United States today, and what one person can do to really change their community and their country. We also have Please Vote For Me as part of the Vote Democracy campaign, which takes a look at democracy in a third-grade classroom in China as they elect their first, as they elect for the first time their class monitor in a democratic fashion. And finally, Iron Ladies of Liberia, which looks at Ellen Johnson Sirleaf's first year as president of Liberia and the female cabinet that she built to pull her country out of turmoil and repair what's been done with previous governments and their corruption. So we have some amazing content for you to take a look at. www.pbs.org/independentlens/classroom. And you can go there, you can download PDF resources as well as take a look at streaming video for all of those shows. So I hope you check it out. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. And I know my eighth graders are going to watch the Please Vote For Me documentary. I know because for students growing up in America, they just don't understand, since they're around it so much, they don't really, I think about what democracy is. So I think it'll be a neat way for them to look at what they already have through somebody that doesn't actually have that on a daily basis. So, all right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
There you have a look at four of the exhibitors on the exhibit floor of the NCSS conference in San Diego at the end of November and early part of December 2007. I also did a podcast that had two other featured vendors, and that was podcast number 123. And the people that I featured in that were the People to People International booth and then also the Art and History booth. So if this was interesting, go ahead and check those out. Those are two other presentations from NCSS in San Diego 2007. As always, if you have any comments, you can leave them as a comment to the blog, or you can email me directly at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. And again, look for the links. There's links with additional information to each of these individual booths and presentations, and that's available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.